Now that the Supreme Court has struck down a key section of the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, same-sex couples can apply for their foreign-born spouses to join them in the U.S. It's estimated there are more than 28,000 gay and lesbian binational couples in the country. For years, many have been separated by immigration laws that didn't recognize their marriage. From Iowa Public Radio, Duri Briscarin reports on one couple figuring out how to reunite after DOMA.
In his living room in Sioux City, Brian Mathers balances a cell phone and prepaid international phone card on each knee as he calls his husband in Etzetlan, Mexico.
Hey, what are you doing?
Brian and Isidro have been together for 13 years,
no.
But they've been living in different countries for the past 15 months,
yeah.
Ever since Isidro returned to visit his family in Mexico and couldn't come back to Iowa.
I will. Love you. Bye, honey.
Brian and Isidro were living together in Sioux City when Isidro's visa expired. Because they're a gay couple, Brian was unable to sponsor Isidro for a green card at the time. Without DOMA, none of this would have happened.
We could have just got married. I mean, it's legal in Iowa. It was then. You know, he would have never had to leave. We would have never had to go through the separation.
Isidro tried to stay in the country to be with Brian, but it became difficult to find work. He lost his job on the assembly line in a meatpacking plant.
There I was working, you know, in a car wash, cleaning houses, painting.
Because Isidro stayed in the country on an expired visa before he left, it will be more difficult for him to apply for permanent residency now, even though he and Brian married in Mexico City earlier this year. But Isidro says they'll keep trying.
That's our goal, you know, to be together for the rest of our life. It's hard, you know, to live apart.
One there, along with this tomatillo sauce that I'm going to make.
Brian says the separation has been tough. Isidro's clothes are still in the drawers upstairs, and the garden he planted grows larger every year. Now, following the Supreme Court's DOMA decision, he's keeping his focus on their application for Isidro's permanent residency.
We are going to be denied because it's an automatic denial for someone that overstayed their welcome. And then we'll have to file a waiver. It's a specific kind of waiver that is based on hardship to the American citizen spouse.
I don't see any big differences.
That's Des Moines immigration attorney Jim Benzoni, who's been working with Brian and Isidro for the past year. Benzoni told them their case was difficult, but not impossible.
We're just going to sit down and require the same evidence that I always require to get a case going. And so we'll have to go back and show a relationship before the marriage, maybe letters, emails, living together.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a statement soon after the Supreme Court decision, saying that immigration services would now review visa petitions for same-sex spouses the same way as straight couples. Brian and Isidro say they just want to resume their life.
You know, we kind of feel like there's been this interruption, but that it's something that we'll work through and we'll get back to the place that we were.
Brian says the ruling gives them hope, but they can still be denied. If that happens, one of their few remaining options would be to move to a country like Canada, where they could be together.
But I don't want to do that. You know, I love my country, and I love my state, and I love the community and all of that stuff. So if there's a way for us to make this work, that's going to be our first choice.
Brian and Isidro hope to be reunited, somehow, by this time next year. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in Sioux City, Iowa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.